Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You just turned in the Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Maureen Lee. Oh, God, this is the 1,251st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. God is truly wonderful and good and worthy to be praised. If you'd like to call in tonight, the number is 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. If you like to call in, those are the two numbers. You just push one to talk. If not, just listen. This is the 1,251st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. God is truly so good today. My name is Maureen Lee. This is the daughter of Ruth. And the topic tonight is deferred vision, a deferred vision. And I was talking to my daughters about it this weekend. The show is live from the Poconos on our family vacation. And a deferred means to put off, to delay. And as you know, through life, we delay a lot of different things. When God said you had to have a vision, God gave man, woman visions, dreams. If you don't follow your dreams, you don't have a future. You have to write your dreams down, write your vision down, make it plain. Habakkuk 2, the King James Version says, I will stand upon my watch and set the lower tower, that you will see unto me what I shall, and I shall reprove. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision, and it shall plain upon the tablet, that he may run like and read it. So when we make our vision known unto God, he's going to read your plan. But as we go through life, we seem like we put our dreams, our visions on hold. Why we delay when God already said, write it down, and if you follow the will of God, he will read it. If you're in the right place where you need to be, with your faith, with your walk, with your relationship, he will read it. And that it hit me when I was talking to my daughters. It was like, Mom, I understand what you're saying, but I was like, Lord, you know what? I delayed my vision. I slowed my vision up because I started running before God was running with me. I have seven daughters. I try to make it clear for them. I try to shield them from the world when that's not my assignment. That's not my job. That's not my vision. My vision is to see my girls succeed in areas of life where I fail. And as they grow through life, I want them to realize there's only one God, one man that went to the cross, one man that rose for our sins, and he walked this earth again. And I didn't realize that as a young woman. I was hurt. But I want them to know, look, mommy's vision is going on course because I know y'all in good hands because y'all know the Lord, y'all know the word, y'all know how to pray. So my vision is that my girls to see where I fell. Amen. And it is just, I was talking to my sister tonight, Laddie, she's on the line from Georgia. And we were just like, we delay our own vision. And as women, sometimes we put our vision on hold because of wherever we are in our relationship. That ain't what God asked us to do. That's something we chose to do. That was a choice. And I'm just excited tonight because when you can read something from the Bible and make you say, ouch, That's my Father's job, to bring me back on course. And I thank God for that, bringing me back on course, that I can have a perfect vision. I want my vision to come to pass. I want my dreams to come to pass because I want to be on a right grade with my God. I want to go where he wants me to go, say what he wants me to say. And it's all about my relationship with him. I got to have my eyes on the prize. I got to keep his power in sight. I got to keep my facilities, my abilities, and everything in one track. My observation has to be focused. And I'm the type of person, once I get hit with so many things, I lose my focus. Seven daughters can hit you all at date, and it seems like they hit you at the same time for some reason. I can't do one for one without doing for the other, and they just come like darts. And I was like, okay, enemy, not today. I got to stay on course. This is 2020. I said I wasn't reliving 2019. I want to stay focused. I want to keep my eyes on the prize. Amen. Do you want to add anything to that? If not, we want to go on, because it's so many different topics that is in the King James Version where God talks about vision. He talks about dreams. And then Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, people perish. And it goes on to when I wrote that first Habakkuk 2 and 3, where it says about the vision, and it's a point in time. And it's like God's been doing new things in my life, and I'm excited about it. And then I was reading Daniel 7:13, how the Son of Man came from the cloud in the ancient days. Like, men in the Bible had dreams and visions of times to come. I had visions of where God want me to be. What part of my relationship is not where God had me on target to go that I strayed away? Amen?
Amen.
And what I mean by that, sometimes, like I said, I get hit with so many darts in my life, and sometimes it bogs me down where everything that could go wrong will go wrong, although I know the word of God. Although I know when I get down, I can call on him. I know all these things, but through life, sometimes it clouds my vision, amen? But when God seems to put your sails up, and when I see the wind coming, I got to get anchored in what I know. And I just thank God for bringing me back to season where I need to be for my vision to come forth, amen? Yeah. And that's the relationship I have with him. And as I said, my sister, I talked to her today, and I was telling her, like, I delayed my vision also. I put people that take me off course. I put health. As you know, I suffer from severe migraines. And now it's like every time I'm looking through the computer, I give my grandkids the phone now because the light, everything bothers my eyes. And I said, darn, babe, sis, I'm hitting 60. I'm getting kind of seasoned, which Albright is trying to show his face. I said, I'm not sleeping with you tonight. Leave me alone. You know, I think about my mother-in-law with the WD-40 rubbing on her knees. Yes, I said WD-40. But God is so good because at least I can feel those aches and pains in my body. That's letting me know, hey, I still got work to do. And that's why it's been a while since I've been on doing Daughters of Ruth. My body's been going through menopause, ups and downs. And it's funny because it took me off course for a while. But God said, oh, no, boo, it's time to pull you back into course. I gave you a vision. And my vision is, oh, my God, me and my husband been making, like, notes on getting our books in order, and God's given me different topics and given him different topics, And he do his writing at work. And while he at work, I do my stuff at home. But when we get together, it's so funny how it's right there. It overlaps each other. God got us, so I know we're on the right course. But what I want you to know, women, today is when you know, when you think you're going off course, I want you to hold on tight. Get on your knees. Give a puller. Just start praying and talking to him and telling him, Father, I need B.O. now. I need you now. I need to go back on course. I have different oppositions coming my way, and sometimes I can't see my way clear, but as long as I know I'm anchored and my vision is on course, I need thee. It's no harm in telling God, I need you now, not tomorrow. I need you right now, this second, this minute, because I feel myself going off course. I feel myself losing my vision. I feel myself getting tired. I feel myself. And it's all good with feeling yourself, because as long as you can feel, you're still in his grace. It comes a time in life when you don't feel what you're doing is wrong. Then you have to worry, because the devil has you right where he wants you. But as long as you know, when you feel as though you're going a little to the left, when you should be going to the right, you can call on him. And that's what I love about my God, because I have sisters I can call that will pray with me. I have sisters that will help me get back on course. Amen.
Amen.
And that's where I love the daughters of Ruth, because I try to be as transparent as I can be. I am far from perfect. But I let you know, yes, I messed up. Yes, I get off course. But I have a father that will beat me until I get back in line. And that's what I'm working my way, getting back in line. These migraines are not going to, it's going to slow me up, but it's not going to stop me, because my healing is coming. I'm going to do everything in my power to do what God called me to do and do what the doctors asked me to do. Until God gives me the parents of getting up in the morning where I have no migraines. Because I never know when it's coming. It just hit me.
Oh,
I take a pill and I go to sleep. Amen. And I'm just grateful because I have a sister. She's on here now, Laddie. And I have another sister, Pastor Toy. I love these two women. They give me strength when they, oh, my God. Pastor Toy just calls, and she don't know I'm going through something. Or I call my sister, and she said, baby, give me 5 minutes. I'll call you right back. And call me back in less than 5 minutes, because she know I'm going through something right now. But I thank God for the women that he put in my life that keep me anchored, keep me grounded. And if you don't have women in your life that can keep you grounded, keep you anchored, change your circle of friends.
Amen.
Because they need to give you encouragement when you're weak. Not talk about you, but build you up. They need to help build your character, help build your relationship with God. Look, sis, you can go through this, but it's not going to count you out.
Amen.
And that's what the daughters of Ruth are about. I asked God for a topic, and I was talking to him. And my daughter, Laura Lee, 21 in August, the 14th, she said, Mom, deferred vision. And I was like, ouch, you talking about me? She said, yeah, Mom, because you put us first, that you put yourself second. And then here that comes from my daughter that's going to be 21, did something to me. I forgot about who I was. I put me second. No, actually, I put me third, because I put them first. Then I put Charles there. But I always talk to God before I do anything. But sometimes I jump with the darts coming at me, and I try to, okay, I got it. I can do this. I can do that this week. I can keep her that week. I can do this. And I forget that I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm being pulled from all directions. I forgot about doctor's appointments that I was supposed to go on because I was running for my daughter. And knowing I can no longer run for them, I gotta let they selves fly. I gotta let them manifest their own visions, their own dreams. I can't keep no longer deferring my vision and my dreams for them. Because like I said, my baby girl is 21. In August the 14th, she'll be 21, got her bachelor's degree. So if she can wake me up, I said, you know what? I gotta wake up the listeners that's listening. Stop delaying your vision. Stop delaying your dreams. Set sail. Do what God wants you to do when he wants you to do it. Because as you delay it, you lose it. You forget what God called you to do. Forget what God called you to be. But I'm here to let you know, as long as you can think about it, you are not forgotten. As long as you can sit back, anchor yourself, say, God, I need thee. He will put you back on track. But when you no longer feel these things, run to a church. Run as fast as you can. Find a woman of God where I need help. I feel like the devil is trying to take me under. I no longer feel the things I used to feel. I'm doing everything wrong and I'm okay with it. No, it's not okay for you to go through life not feeling anything. It's a problem. Don't deploy your dreams and your visions any longer. I'm here to let you know grace will carry you off a long way. Amen. Sis, do you have anything to add? Laddie. Again, you're listening to the Daughters of Ruth. This is the 1,251st episode. Yes, you are, sis. I hear you.
Okay, good. I was trying to get to that number one. I almost forgot. But, yeah, I had something there to add on it. We do get our vision. We do put our priorities first before God. You know, sometimes we get sidetracked on the things that we're supposed to be doing. So I agree on what you're saying. But if we start staying focused and doing what the Lord asked us to do or tell us to do, we be fine. Learn to unwind, stay focused on God, keep smiling, keep going, you know, keep walking. You have to be true to yourself. Because if you ain't true to yourself, then who are you? What are you?
Amen.
You know, so I do agree with that.
And it's so important because through this pandemic we're going through the Black Lives Matter, when all lives matter, especially when we're killing ourselves faster than we can make babies, okay? It's crazy how this world is turning upside down.
Meant to happen. God had to put a stop. Something, and because it was going so bad, God is still angry at us. He is still angry from the saved to the unsaved. He is angry. He is angry. And it was not one thing to another. Who are we to get depressed? We just got to keep praying. We need to keep praying. We need to stay focused on Him. This whole thing began with this young man. And it ends with this young man. It's happening, and this disease that's coming in, listen, and every time we turn around, it's always something new. It's because we're not doing what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
God's mercy. He got no mercy on us because we're doing what we're supposed to do. His grace and his mercy, that's what we need. We need to keep praying. We need to keep loving one another. We need to keep doing the things. Stop being say, oh, I'm so depressed. Why are you depressed? Ugh. Stop praying. For the grace of God, I'm still working. Thank you, Jesus. Because without him, I couldn't have done it. Without him, my job is still there. Without him, my bills are still getting paid. We got to stay focused. That man died for a purpose. All eyes are open. Everybody's eyes are open. We were walking like the living dead. That's what we were walking. Because nobody was praying. We need to keep praying. We keep fasting. We stop fasting. Look, we can't even go to church no more. Look at this. Look at this. This epidemic. The epidemic is us. It's us. We can't get along with our neighbors. We don't like our children. We don't like nothing. It's us. Too many people are dying because we still don't see it.
Amen.
Yes, he gave us vision. He gave us all a vision. We're all failing. We're all failing our vision.
Yep.
I don't want to hear woe is me. I want to how you doing. I'm blessed and highly fed. That's what I want to hear. Well, I didn't kick the dog today. That's a miracle. We need to get it together. All of us. Every last one of us.
Yes.
Whatever he want to do with this earth and us. He can make a new earth somewhere else without us. He can start this thing all over again. He's done it before. He'll do it again.
Yeah. Yes, he can.
We need to stick together. Remember our vision. Look at remember mm-hmm. God's grace and his mercy. His grace and his mercy. All right, Pastor Toy, I know you're coming on.
Yeah.
All right, come on, my sister.
It's just, I keep telling, even when I talk to my daughters, I still let them know, don't forget your dream. Don't forget your vision. Don't forget your purpose, because we all was assigned to a purpose. If you don't know your purpose, like I didn't know mine in the beginning, but as I prayed, as I fasted, as I laid before the Lord, my vision became known to me. And I'm not a preacher from the pulpit, but I love to teach the word. I love to make it a way that you can understand it, that I can understand it. I don't want to preach to you. I want to talk to you. I want to get to know who you are as a woman. I want to get to know you as a child of God. We can grow together. You know more. You don't know no more than I do. We're going to do this walk together. So if you need me, my sister, I'm there. And that's who I am. If you got to cry, we'll cry together. We'll pray together. We'll fast together. You're not alone. And as women of God, this is where we need to be. Because the hats we wear through life sometimes bug us down. Sometimes we lose track. Sometimes we lose our focus. We have a deferred vision. And I'm here to let you know, as Purpose Kingdom Network's going on a 1,251st episode, your vision do not have to be deferred no longer. Your vision can go into full effect. Write it down after we get off the air tonight. Get a pen and paper and write your vision down. Make it known unto God. But as you writing your vision down, make your relationship greater. Because God can only hit a moving target. But if you're looking for a job sitting in your living room, it ain't going to happen like that. But if you're looking for a job on your computer, you're reading your emails, you're checking this and checking that, I guarantee you a job will be coming. But
Amen.
You can no longer sit in your living room expecting God to do something when you're not doing nothing for him.
Thank you.
It's time for us to stop playing church and become the church. Amen. It's time for us to get our vision back in course supply. Because through all this, God still has the first and the last word. He has the first and the last answer. He has the first and the last everything.
I do.
So we have to stay on course. Amen.
Amen.
And it's just, when my daughter brought, I wish she was here right now. She had an allergy reaction. So Charles took her to Walmart to get some Benadryl. And I just wish she was here, that when God gave her that, it was like, these are my grandkids coming in. What are you saying, baby? Come on. I got some chicken wings in the microwave.
No, not for the chicken
wings
in the pot. It's the pot in the oven.
No.
No. Okay, I'm going to show you something. Y'all hear my granddaughter talking about putting the pot in the oven? She'll melt the whole pot. My grandkids
so
are no good.
Right? Yeah.
Is the pot in the oven?
Yeah.
Turn it off. See? Vision. I got to teach my grandkids, the middle ones that's coming up, how to do stuff in the oven. Amen? But these are the little things that get us off focus. This will get us off course. It's a thing called life. But it's also a thing called Purpose Kingdom Network that comes on 7 days a week. It's a show. And if you can't tune us up, you can listen to old shows and type in the host name or the topic. Yeah, it'll come up. You can get the word. Amen. But we got to stay on course. We got to stay focused. And I'm just so, oh my God, y'all just don't understand how excited I am, because out of the mouth of babes, it took my daughter to let me know, Mom, you lost focus.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it might come to you from a child. But you got to listen and take heed to what they're saying. Mom, you lost focus. Deferred vision. What happened to your dreams? What happened to your goals? Mom, you let this mind rule take the best of you. Mom, you let this arthritis just make you just, you're not my mom. Where the energy you had? Where's staying on me? What happened?
And
I
we still
about
the holy thing. We are worried about the world thing instead of the heavenly thing.
Amen. Come on.
That's what's wrong. We
and
need
that's
to
what,
stay...
what I did. I started worrying about all these migraines. But I forgot I have a father that's the doctor. He's
mm-hmm.
the great physician that can cure any. He can make the blind man see, the deaf man hear, the lame man walk, the leopard man healed of leprosy. I have a man, oh my God, my God can take these migraines, this arthritis, this fractured foot. He can do it all, long as I stay on focus. I can't let those things called life bog me down to life. I have to live outside the box. I can't keep God in the box no longer. He's doing bigger and greater things than we ever seen and can imagine. He's trying to put the world back on the map when we don't want to. He's trying to make people cry out, holy, 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 my God Almighty. Call upon the Lord. Why, he is near you guys. He is closer than you think. Time is winding up. This is, man, y'all just don't know. If you want to get closer to God, if you want to understand where we're coming from with this walk, fast and pray. Read your word. I tell people, I started reading my Bible with the kiddie Bible. And then I went to Bible stories. Then I asked God to give me knowledge as I read the King James Version. But he said, you know what? I got the NIV for you. There's so many different versions that breaks it down for you. You got the modified version. You got the scope field version. It's so many different volumes of words. I love the NIV. I really do, because it breaks it down for me to understand. And then as I read it, I say, God, I can't say it like that, but give me the words to say that women is coming from work and turn on their phone, turn on their computer, that they can understand. Give me the way you want it to be, the way you would have someone teach it to me. And this is how I try to do it. I give you the scripture where I get it from and what it means to me. But it might mean something different to you, but it is still ring a bell and say, oh, wow, that's how I was. That's where I was. But listen to the Purpose Team Network. There was a woman named Maureen was talking about deferred vision that rung a bell. That woke something up inside my spirit. And once that thing wake up in your spirit, oh, my, oh, that's my aha moment. And when my spirit said that, that hit my spirit like a, oh, my God, it hurt. Because it was shooting right in the force. And that's what I needed to hear at that minute. I'm trying my best to be an open book. Again, you're listening to the Network. This is the 1,251st episode. If you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091 or 232-870-4174. Call me at 1. Join the conversation. Tell me where you felt as though your vision was deferred. And where can we go from here? Amen.
Amen.
You know, nothing is about. But if you want to give your testimony can help someone else. And that's just, man, testimonies are so important. Share your story, hit one, and come on, join the conversation. It's for men and women, because men, y'all deferred y'all vision too. Y'all put everybody before yourself. Stress in black men, high blood pressure, diabetes is no joke, because y'all putting your health on hold. Now you got to take the reins and put you first. Put God first above all things. And then put yourself in here and get that. Amen? Because I don't want our men to feel left out. But this is the daughters of Ruth. We're here to build character to our women. Amen.
Amen.
But I just want y'all to just set yourself to greater and higher. God can take you as high enough as your faith can allow you to go. I tell you, I think about when Peter was walking on water and he just lost focus and he started going under. I'm not going to be that type of person that get off focus anymore as of the day, because I had my daughter going on 21 put me back in check. And I feel good that my daughter can put me in check. I feel good about my sisters that can bring me back in with that fishing line and that bait that I needed. So I thank God I have women of God that can reel me back in. Amen. Oh, God is truly, truly good, you guys. And y'all just don't understand how it does something to me where one of the children that you give birth to can call you on your mess. And that's what it was. It was mess. I got to keep it 100. My baby called me on it. Put me in check, make me have to evaluate myself, make me have to realize I had a deferred vision. Crazy, right? But if you raise them right, they can let you know these things. if you raise them how God had called you to raise them. So my baby can do that, and I'm going to take heed to what she says. And don't let the migraines and the arthritis get the best of me. I'm going to be the best I can be and get through it. Because I'm going to write my vision down and make it plain unto the Lord that gives me strength. Amen. My healing is in the atmosphere. Once I begin to pray and get my seasons back, y'all just don't know. It's a lighter feeling that I know I have a God that looks high and looks low, can reach me to wherever level I am, no matter how dirty my rags was. He said, I will make you clean. He can do all things but fail. So if you're going through life and you feel as though you're bogged down, you feel as though you're tired, you feel as though no one is listening, no one knows how you feel because they don't understand. I understand you, boo. I was there, done that. My daughter had to reel me back in. But I know a man named Jesus that makes me feel so much lighter now. Once I cried out to him and say, fix me, O Lord. Repair my vision. Make my vision plain and known unto you, which cometh my strength and my health, because I can do nothing without you, but all things through you. Because you are my rock. You are my foundation. Your words are hidden in my heart. So bring to my recollection anything I need to be closer to you, Lord God. I might not remember all the scripture and where they are, what book it is, and what verse, and what chapter, but you give it to me as I need it, Lord God. And once I begin to talk to myself after my daughter was talking to me and after I talked to my sister, I felt lighter. I'm not saying I'm going to still be perfect, but I'm going to strive for perfection. Because I'm not going to be perfect until I see my Father. But I can strive for great things. And so can you. This world can beat you down. This world can make you cry. But I'm letting you know it's a man named Jesus that can rectify all of it. Holy Father, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Almighty God, the Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, take control. He can do all things but fail you, God. Try him for yourself. Taste and see how good he is. Don't believe it because I'm telling you. Read about him. Get to know the man I know. My daddy. Get to know him and see how good he is. And if you're really ready to give him a try, we're going to show you how to do that and how you talk to him and say, Father God, I am a sinner and I am coming to you to help me go through life. Father God, I am undone. I need your strength. I need your help. I can't no longer walk this walk by myself. Can you write my name in a Lamb's Book of Life that I may live forever? Father God, I need thee. I want to be saved because I know for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son just for me. So I'm coming to you. Write my name in that Lamb's Book of Life. Because I know you died. You're coming back again just for me. And if you did it, you call a friend, go online, Twitter, Snapchat, all these other ones they got out. So I became a new creature. Old things are passed away. And I became new. And then you go to a Bible-believing teaching church where you can grow with the lack of knowledge that God is risen. He lives in all of us. And it's just, that's it. But I'm not going to tell you life isn't going to be a bed of roses. You're going to still go for trials and tribulations, but you're never alone anymore. Because once you in your room, in the hallway, on the elevator, in your car, you can start talking to him for yourself. I might not know all the scriptures, God, but I know you love me. I know you accepted me through all my flaws. I know you're there for me. I know I'm never alone. If that's your prayer every day, you say that every day until you get your word. And get a scripture a day. If you got to get a scripture in a week, do that. Do what makes you comfortable. Amen? But you got to remember, you're never alone. You can always call Purpose Kingdom Network. It's a prayer for you. We're a prayer with you. Robert, do we have any announcements? Or Pastor Toy?
Yes, real quick. I'll go ahead and I got some announcements for tonight. This is a part of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for calling into the show or listening online. No matter where in the world you are, listening to the show, I'd like to thank you for your support and your listenership. You can correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. You can correspond with us here via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook page where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We'd like to invite you to join us tomorrow evening with God's Will and God's Blessing at the 9 p.m. hour for D Block Church, hosted by Adrian and Misunderstandings Allen. And once again, at the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow evening, we're going to be broadcasting D Block Church with Adrian and Misunderstandings Allen. With that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcement. And that's it. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Amen. You hear that song? That's our announcement. And you see it so many ways you can get in contact with us. So you're only a phone call, computer, away. But I just want you to realize God can fix your vision. Grace and mercy will carry you a mighty long way. Faith and favor will hold you, but God will keep you. If you remember these things, you'll be all right. Just remember, you're never alone. You're never alone. So don't have a deferred vision. Have a repaired vision. And God will give you the desires of your heart, long as you stay on focus, long as you stay on cool. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm just so y'all just don't understand how I feel right now. I'm really overwhelmed. But God is so soothing. My spirit is lifted. I know through my baby girl that's got me on course, I'm going to be all right. Like she said, Ma, you're going to be all right. You know, I'm excited about the next chapter of my life. Because my life at 56 is just beginning. Just beginning. I don't have no little kids anymore. I have my grandkids and my great grands. but I can have quiet in my home. I can get to know my God all over again. I can start having date nights. God, man, tonight, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to listen to what you have to say. I'm going to read. I'm going to get my Bible dictionary on the table, and I'm going to get ready to get in focus because I have a job to do. I have an assignment. My vision is going to stay in course. I have my focus set. And that's what I want y'all to be. If you got to get your children's Bible, your NIV version, your Amplified Bible, your Bible dictionary, and everything ready for you. So when you get into a word that you don't understand, if y'all got the new Apple phones, iPhones, all you got to do is touch it, touch the word, and it'll say it for you. But this is the modern time, so you can get closer to God and read that word for yourself. Taste and see how good he is, you guys. Taste and see. Man, I wish you could see me right now. I got tears in my eyes, but I know all is well. All is, what my grandma said? All is well with my soul. I feel lighter, you guys, because I'm not in this race alone. You're never alone when you got sisters in Christ. When you got
Amen.
Jesus on your side, woo! He got my back. I got what? My daddy is bigger than all y'all daddies. He is bigger than all my anything that comes my way that's not of him. I can, what? He is great. We have a caller on.
Good evening. What up, what up, what up? How are you?
What up?
How are you this evening? Should I say, like, can I get in?
Yes, I feel lighter. Hallelujah.
You sound like you're on the balloon. I love it. And,
it's like
you can feel it. You can hear it.
I'm just ecstatic. I want someone to be where I am right now.
You are. Well, I can definitely say that to be high in the Lord is like it's better than anything that I know. And I just hit the button because you said something about your daddy is better than mine. No, he not, because we got the same daddy. Hold up. We all family up in this joint. I'm getting it. I'm
right.
In the family. That's why I said I'm in the family. Hold up. I just wanted to come on and, one, let you know, no, you are not alone, and you are definitely, definitely, definitely right on point, because when the revelation happens, it's the day that it happens, you know, and the second that it happens, it happens. And I mean, people want to do what they want to do and say what it might not do or what it might not be. But you and me and each individual has that moment. And that's the moment that we live for. And it's kind of all right. It's like all mapped in. The Holy Spirit must be saying it, because tomorrow's topic on D-Block is what's your motivation? Like, what do you do? Why are you doing what you're doing? And if you're doing what you're doing, why are you doing it?
Thank
motivation.
You.
I like that. That was like right on point. I was like, oh, listen to this. This is like a good leeway. So anyone that's listening, make sure that you're on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. We're going to start the same way, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it again. Sis, you welcome to come, everybody, because the transparency that you give is one of the biggest things that I am like so connected to, and it's like you're the beyond the relationship of the mom. You know what I mean? Like you're everybody's mom because you are the mom. You know what I mean? So I your transparency is so awesome because it makes whatever we're going through seem like, okay, I'm really not alone in this. Like this happens. This is, you know, I made a mistake and this is how easy it is. And I just thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know I love you, girl.
I love you too. Y'all have a good one. Go ahead, finish up.
Thanks, sis. And it's like I said, if y'all can touch me right now, it's just a feeling that, like, all of if I wasn't in this thing, I'm in a resort, and they have a nuisance room where I can't holler but so loud, but I would say, hallelujah! I thank you! Because it's just, when you can tell your truth and feel great about it, God is good to me. And I thank God for my daughter that put me back where I now it's my next move. I can't wait to go home to Atlanta, to Georgia, and just fellowship with people there and just move on to the next level where God has me going. I'm excited about the book. I'm just excited to see what God has for us because my daughter's writing a children's book and my other daughter's getting ready to do her first single release on her birthday. So stay tuned for that. God is doing some great and new and wonderful things in my life. And I'm just so belated unto him. I'm so in awe of my dad. I can't explain how he loves me so. I wish I could sing like my daughter. But it's a song that was sung years ago by Nicholas. It was a husband and wife. I think they were husband and wife or brothers. I think they were husband and wife by Nicholas. It's called God Woman. That's what I want to be. His woman. Not following the crowd. Just being the light in his eyes. That's all my desire, to be what God called me to be. And leave here with a smile, saying it is done, it is finished, all is well. Well done, my good and faithful servant. A child of God. That's all my desire. And I'm just so in awe of him. I just can't say it enough to you, not with you guys today. My father, our father, is awesome. Awesome. I can't say it another way. Taste and see he is good, you guys. He was really good. You know? And I want y'all to realize you can't do nothing without him. But you can do all things through him. Remember that. Nothing without him. But all things through him. And here's the song. I don't own the rights to the song, but I just want y'all to hear a little bit of it.
He is woman, You done said it all.
Mm.
Oh, God, I thank
you. Y'all just don't know. Like I know how good he is.
Too good. Too good. Thank you for my trials. Thank you. Thank you, Father God.
You got 3 minutes. If y'all can just get y'all praise on, just tell God how good he is to you, how he woke you up, how he started you on your way, how he kept COVID-19 from your door. Hallelujah, God. How he keeps your children safe. Hallelujah, Father. I just thank you. I just praise your holy name. Hallelujah. I love you so much, Lord God. Thank you for my vision. Thank you for my dreams, Lord God. Just continue to order my steps. Just continue to bless and keep me, Father. Continue to bless every host on Purpose Kingdom Network and their families, Lord God. Let this thing become contagious. Work on our visions. Work on our desires, Lord God. Order our steps. Let us go and say what you want us to say, Lord God. I ask that you keep every member covered in your name, Lord God, covered with your blood, Lord God, that they can go and do anything, anything, long as they have grace and mercy beside them, Lord God, because you're bigger, you're greater than anything we can imagine, Lord God. Or just heal our bodies, Lord God. Heal this land, oh God. Just heal the world. Let us each and everyone touch and agree from the head of the country to all of us, Lord God. Just touch us right down in a special way, Lord God. Touch our children that's being killed for nothing, Lord God. Touch the man that's pulling the trigger, Lord God. Just touch everyone, Lord God. Touch everyone, every heart, Lord God. And if you'll do another thing for the leave, Lord God, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Lord God. If all minds and everything is hearts and minds are clear, we're going to be signing off. And I thank you again for listening to Purpose Kingdom Network, the 1,000. Think about this, y'all. I want y'all to think about this. The 1,251st episode. And I was talking to y'all from the Poconos, Lake Harmony, PS. I just thank y'all for tuning in. And I just want to be a blessing to y'all and be obedient to let y'all know that God is truly good. Robert, we're going to be signing off. Pastor Toy, my sister from Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be coming home soon.
Amen.
I'll be coming home real soon because God have a vision and a purpose for me and you to do.
Amen.
Amen, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Daughters of Ruth. I was your host, Maureen Lee, and that's my sister, Zamora Felicina. So I thank y'all for tuning in. Pronounce your last name, Felicina.
Figueroa.
I pronounced it right this time. Figueroa.
Yep.
Figueroa.
Felicina. That sounds like a spaghetti.
It is, isn't it? What's up, Lamborghini? Yes. What is it?
Figueroa.
Everybody, that's my sister, Laddie. Figueroa.
Amen.
That's my sister from another mother, but the same father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my sister.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.